K-State Nation, this is another episode of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University. Eddie Greer checking in with y'all here on this Friday morning, September 19th, 2025. It is pretty much the weekend when y'all listen to this podcast. Folks, I'm recording this in the morning, obviously. So be on the lookout for that. This is your first time listening to this other quote-unquote K-State podcast, this Purple Project podcast out here in Kansas City, Missouri. Thank you so much for taking time out of your evening or Saturday to listen to this episode. Obviously, iTunes, Spotify, Amazon, wherever you listen to your K-State podcast, the Podbean app. I might be going over there to record something for the weekend. We'll have to see. Greer 3, Eddie's podcast. I forgot to communicate with Alex. I'll talk to him today, and the plan is for that. K-State football is on a bye week this week, so no football, obviously, which is probably a good thing, because that has been probably the biggest disappointment to this point of this season, and we haven't made it to the end of September yet there as well. But Greer 3 Eddie's podcast, G-R-I-E-R, number 3, E-D-D-I-D, Apostrophe's podcast, again, that is G-R. I-E-R, the number 3, E-D-D-I-D, Process Podcast there. Download that app. You'll catch us over there with bonus content talking about football mostly, and then basketball. Jerome Tang spoke to the Three Mall Pod yesterday there. I might download on that a little bit on a slow low episode this weekend. We'll see if I can squeeze that in there over there for you guys to listen to there on that. But you can listen to the latest episodes on that channel as well. And of course, make sure you pass the baton around to other K-State fans out there about this podcast. This is the weekend preview edition of the show. And when this comes on the feed tonight, the volleyball team's game with North Carolina should be over. Or actually, no. Probably going to be into the first set somewhere around there as K-State volleyball go in North in Chapel Hill tonight to take on North Carolina, and that's going to be currently playing while I'm talking. So it's 22nd ranked North Carolina on top of that. So it's going to be a challenge for this team, volleyball team, obviously. But right now, if my memory is correct, we're 5-1. I know we lost to UC Santa Barbara somewhere. I think we're 5-1, if I'm not mistaken. I should double check that. But anyways, yeah, so a big challenge for head coach Jason Mansfield and his team on the road, North Carolina, top 25 opponent. We'll see what goes down. And obviously, we'll have postcasts, and for those of you new or have been following along, obviously, we do recaps / postcasts after every K-State athletic game or match or invitational, whatever it takes, right? So we want to try to keep you guys updated what's going on besides football, right? Because football ain't doing well right now. That's just it is what it is right now, right? And football, thank goodness, is off there as well. You turn the page to tomorrow, right? Tennis. Women's tennis team. We'll get kicked off here for a little bit. They're going to be involved with the ITA All-American Championships there for the women's tennis team, and Jordan Smith, head coach of that women's tennis squad, obviously coming off of another successful season over there. So they're going to be doing that. I don't know what time it is, but that's the first thing that popped up on the K-State calendar there. And then women's golf follows suit with the Schooner Fall Classic. Head coach Stu Burke's squad back on the golf course once again after we saw earlier this week Grant Robbins' team, men's golf team, finishing in the top 5 after Wahali earlier this week. So now it is coach Stu Burke's turn to get some action in here. Women's golf team, Schooner Fall Classic tomorrow. That starts tomorrow. And then a North Carolina tournament continues for the women's volleyball team tomorrow night. So back-to-back games here. You got North Carolina tonight, currently going on right now, 22nd ranked North Carolina, and then tomorrow night East Carolina. So you gotta face off against them same time as the game that's going on right now in North Carolina, number 22nd ranked in the top 25 in the country there. So back-to-back nights for women's volleyball there. That is the Saturday slate for K-State Athletics. It's the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer here for this busy, busy weekend preview of the podcast. And look at that next week. Damn! Gonna be action-packed next week, so buckle up, K-State. Now, obviously, with football returning to the scene, they will face off against UCF. Again, more on that next week. We'll worry about that next week. But busy, busy on here. Oh, yeah, something going on every day. So, but I'm not going to go that far. But Sunday, right? Day two, the Schooner Fall Classic for Women's Golf there. And that's going to be, again, all day. Let me see. That's going to be a three-day event. Fast forward here for a little bit. Yeah, that's going to be a three-day event for K-State Women's Golf. So that will end on Monday, the Schooner Fall Classic. Women's Tennis will conclude the IT All-American Championships on Tuesday. So that's a four-day event right there all the way through tomorrow. Wait, hold up. Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Yeah, that's four. Okay, I had to slow down for a minute. Yeah, so this is a four-day tournament for the women's tennis team. That will start on tomorrow. It'll run through Tuesday there. The Schooner Fall Classic for head coach Stuberk and the women's golf team. That will run through Monday. And, of course, yep, that's going to go. Yeah, that's the runs too. Yeah, so you got women's golf and women's tennis going on Sunday and Monday as well. And what's going on Monday? And Monday, just to kind of jump the gun a little bit, men's golf returns. And look, to continue that little early season momentum, two top fives to begin the season for men's golf. They will be in Lincoln, Nebraska. And with the Get Our Done Invitational right there. So things are picking up. Things are picking up here for a little bit towards the back end of September. And it begins this weekend. It begins tonight as K-State Women's Volleyball resumes action here. And let me double check here because I don't want to mess things up here. Volleyball's record here going into this weekend. I'm pretty sure it's 5-1. We'll see if it loads, but I know. Yeah, there we go. So, 5-1. All right. So, here a little bit of preview for the North Carolina Invitational. This is the Pro Parcher Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer III here on this weekend preview edition. Yeah, so K-State rose up out there 5-1. And then, of course, you got the calendar said 22nd. All right. So, I'm looking at the preview slate here. The 25th ranked North Carolina Tar Heels. So Tar Heels 6-1, and you have the East Carolina Pirates at 7-1. So somebody's gonna lose their second game this year, or a third, depending on the situation there. So, but K-State, this is gonna be a great opportunity for Shaylee Myers, been playing well this year. Ava LeGrand has really come on to start of the season. You have Anaya Clinton right there with it as well. And a couple other players, Simone Sims as well, Brenna Schmidt there. So it's going to be a challenge for this K-State team squad here. But we'll see how they fare here. This is going to be a good test for them out there, out east. So they got North Carolina going on right now, as if I was recording tonight. And then, of course, you have East Carolina tomorrow night for the K-State women's volleyball team. They're sitting at 5-1 going into this weekend. Of course, we'll have all the action covered this weekend on this podcast. So that means for you guys, if you're not subscribed already to this podcast, might want to get on that right now, because we'll come at you throughout the weekend. Yes, Saturday and Sunday. Yep, Saturday and Sunday for sure, because we come at you every single day, including holidays as well. And of course, we got Podbean app. I might sneak over there this weekend to record an episode about men's basketball as well. And of course, continue to spread the word about the Pro Bowl Project podcast. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another weekend preview edition of the Pro Bowl Project Podcast. All things Kansas State sports. Go Cats.